Slum is the way of life. 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 Slum is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب
الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful program. A very, very beautiful topic, inshallah, Azawajal. It'll definitely bring a smile to your face. And hopefully the main reason for bringing this topic is so that we can have the love of this place, inshallah. I'm not going to mention, give the topic away. I'm going to mention it after the tilawat and not, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu yabsutur rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله
الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله مجھ در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھ در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھ در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ مدنی مدینے والے میری آنکھ میں سمانا مدنی مدینے والے آقا میری آنکھ میں سمانا مدنی مدینے والے بن دل تیرا ٹھکانا بن دل تیرا ٹھکانا بن دل تیرا ٹھکانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ میری خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے میرے 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 خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی تیری جب کے دید ہوگی میری جب کے عید ہوگی تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی آقا تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ میرے سب عزیز چھوٹے سب یار بھی تو روٹے میرے سب عزیز چھوٹے سب یار بھی تو روٹے اکا میرے سب عزیز چھوٹے سب یار بھی تو روٹے شاہ تم نہ روٹ جانا شاہ تم نہ روٹ جانا شاہ تم نہ روٹ جانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تیرے در کی حاضری کو جو تڑپ رہے ہیں ان کو تیرے در کی حاضری کو جو تڑپ رہے ہیں ان کو اکا تیرے در کی حاضری کو جو تڑپ رہے ہیں ان کو شاہ جلد تم بلانا شاہ جلد تم بلانا شاہ جلد تم بلانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ میرا سینہ ہو مدینہ میرے دل کا آبگینہ میرا سینہ ہو مدینہ میرے دل کا آبگینہ بھی مدینہ ہی بنانا بھی مدینہ ہی بنانا بھی مدینہ ہی بنانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے آقا میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے ان نیک تم بنانا ان نیک تم بنانا ان نیک تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ تیرا غم ہی چاہے عطار اسی میں رہے گرفتار تیرا غم ہی چاہے عطار اسی میں رہے گرفتار غم مال سے بجانا غم مال سے بجانا غم مال سے بجانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ
Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our topic for today, mashallah, Azawajal, it's a very beautiful topic. But before I go into the topic, mashallah, Harun bhai is here. Tawfiq bhai, mashallah, is here as well. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, with his iPad and his computer and his mobile phone, mashallah, he's well prepared today. Jee, subhanallah. We've got a very beautiful topic today that we're going to be discussing about. And this topic is paradise and its beauty. Mashallah, when I send the topic, I got a message from Harun bhai and he goes, I'm just coming out of the masjid and I love the topic. And because Harun bhai gave the idea that we should be having a spiritual topic. So alhamdulillah azawajal, what more spiritual than talking about paradise? You know, alhamdulillah azawajal, we're going to be talking about paradise and its beauties. We've heard about paradise, in the Quran from the ulama kiram. But my dear Islam brothers, have we heard of what paradise is about? Sometimes you get these questions in your mind. What's paradise made out of? What are the doors going to be like? What are the palaces of paradise going to be like? And who's going to go to paradise? This is exactly what we are going to be talking about. Inshallah, Azawajal. Ji, mashallah, Azawajal. Tawfiq bhai, a beautiful topic today, mashallah, Azawajal. Paradise.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hafsab, whoever with a very open mind, if he opens the Quran and if he knows Arabic, reads the verses, or he studies the translation with commentary from the scholars, there's one key thing that he will notice, that Allah Almighty mentions the favors of Jannah in many places.
Subhanallah.
You know, Allah Ta'ala, you know, he talks about the rewards and the favors and the blessings that he has prepared for those who believe in him, who have the righteous actions. And Jannat is there. You know, if you look at the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that incident about the eating from the tree, that incident, where did it happen? It happened in Jannah. It happened in paradise. So that means Jannat has been there for so long. Yeah, and it's prepared over there. And Allah Ta'ala describes Jannat in various places. I want to start off with this particular verse from Surah Nisa,
mashallah,
which is in part 5th of the Quran, the translation from Kanzul Iman in English. And whoever does good deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, will enter paradise and they will not be wronged a bit.
Mashallah.
Now, in this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yahya rahmatullahi, regarding this verse, he mentions two key points. Number one, regardless if it's a male or female, You know, that the Jannat is for both. Yeah, male or female, if he or she performs good actions, they perform the hasanat, the good actions in the dunya, according to his ability, he or she will, and is a true believer, so that's a condition.
Gee.
Yeah, so performs good actions and is a mu'min. The mu'min with, who, many people claim to be a mu'min, but a mu'min who has the correct Islamic beliefs. Yeah, Jannat is for them, individuals. That is key thing. And then they will enter paradise, but they will have different levels.
MashaAllah.
Yeah, and the level of Jannah will be that according to his actions, according to his amal.
MashaAllah.
Okay? So that shows that in Jannah, there will be many levels that Allah Almighty has prepared. In one place, in Hadith Park, it is mentioned, there are 100 levels of Jannah.
SubhanAllah.
And here, you know, the last part of the verse, where it says that, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا And they will not be wronged a bit. What does that mean? You know, you're talking about paradise. You're talking about Jannat is meant for men and women. And why is that talking about there won't be injustice? What this means that there will be many levels of paradise, and whatever level they deserve according to their actions, inshallah, they will go to that level.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, to the mercy of Allah.
You mentioned, mashallah, so that, the levels in paradise. In Tirmizi Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported to have said, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that there are 100 levels in paradise, and the distance between one level to the other level is that if all the people from every time, if they all got together, they will fit in between that one level.
Allah,
and there are 100 levels of these. MashaAllah. Ji Harun Bhai, MashaAllah, Azawajal, a very beautiful topic today. Your opening remarks on this topic first.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. MashaAllah, Azab, it is a very beautiful topic because we're talking about the beauty of Jannah.
MashaAllah.
And it is the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal has set for his pious servants.
MashaAllah.
You know, this life that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us, Allah Azza wa Jal imposed upon us obligations, certain things we needed to do, and said that if you do these, I will reward you. Now, Jannat is such an amazing thing, Hafsa, that it is beyond comprehension. We cannot even imagine how beautiful and how magnificent it really is.
SubhanAllah.
To give you a glimpse, there's a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah in Sunan Tirmizi Sharif where Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that if so little as what can be placed on a fingernail of Jannah were to become apparent in this world, it would beautify the far corners of the heavens and the earth. And if as much as a bracelet of Jannah was to come out into this world, it would block out the light of the sun.
Allah,
in fact, it would be brighter than the sun. So
Allah,
like the sun, when it comes out, it blocks out the stars. This would block it out. Now, the important thing is the rewards that Allah Azza wa Jal has set are truly magnificent.
MashaAllah.
But what we need to do is to begin with, Hafizah, is to put it into context. And to put it into context, there is one way of really appreciating the journey of life that Allah has set, and then this reward and who it's for. As Tawfiq Bhai very beautifully read out the glorious ayat of the Quran, for those who do good deeds. I'm going to expand upon that, because if we go to Surah Mu'minun, the believers, what the glorious Quran says, translation from Kanzul Iman, successful indeed are the believers, those who humbly cry in their prayers, and who do not incline towards indecent matters,
Allah,
and who pay their charity, and who guard their private organs, except from their wife or their legal bondswoman that they possess, for then there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limit. And those who keep proper regard for their trusts and their pledges, and those who guard their salah, their prayer, they are the inheritors. Those will be the inheritors of Jannah, paradise, and they will abide therein forever.
MashaAllah.
So look at what Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has said. This is an amazing reward, but it's for those who who stay away from indecency. Yeah. It is for those who give charity. It is those who protect their private parts. It is those who avoid indecent talk. It is those who keep their trusts and pledges. Those, and look in this blessed ayah Mubarakas, Salah is so important. You know, I heard people say, well, there's other life as well, you know, other than Salah. And in these few verses, Allah twice mentions Salah. You know, those who humbly cry in their prayers and those who guard their prayers, Jannah is for them. If you think you're going to get Jannah without protecting your Salah, it's not going to happen. You know, this is these are one of the conditions. You know,
these are conditions that Allah has mentioned inside the Holy Quran. You know, sometimes people think that, you know, when we do something really, really minute, it might be something good we've done, but it's a very, very small thing. Then the thing that said, "Jannat hamare upar wajib hui gayi," you know, because I've just read my salah, I've just read this, I've read that. But the thing is, there's many, many things before that as well. You know, there's a, one thing is that here the Tawfiq Bey mentioned and you mentioned as well also that it will be for the believers. Yeah, but there is one thing that you have to die as a believer to go to paradise.
I'm just going to finish off the kind of opening remarks you said, because now that I've described that, now put it into context. Allah Azza wa Jal created our souls. At the right time that Allah Azza wa Jal appointed, they came to our mother's stomach and we were born. For the first 12 years, we didn't know what was happening. We were children. Then when you get to age of Bulughat, about 12-ish, then you start to realize you gain intellect. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has already blessed you with all the faculties, and we were very blessed because we not only had the Iman and being in the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is something that the prophets prayed for, and we got this honor and privilege. Now Allah Azza wa Jal said, right, time has started to tick. You spent thousands of years in Alam al-Arwah, the realm of the souls. Then you are going to spend thousands of years in your grave and thousands of years on the plane of resurrection. And then if your deeds are good enough, you will go to Jannah. Where are the deeds? They're in this little life in between of 40, 50 years, and your deeds are there. That is the essence of it. This is the test, and it dictates what happens for the next. Because don't forget, we're talking about Jannah in the sense of the actual gardens of Jannah. Yeah. But for those who have good deeds, as soon as they die, they get taken, their soul gets taken up to Jannah. There's a knock on the door of Jannah and said, this is what's prepared for you. When you've done the ghusl and you put the person in their graves, you know, you go and bury them, the ruh comes down back into the, and the grave opens up and becomes a garden of paradise for the good soul. So that for them, from the moment they leave this world, is Jannah all the way. I mean, I was listening to something yesterday or the day before where it was said that for the pious people of Allah, you know, the day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years. Very, very difficult day. For the pious people of Allah, it'll be like praying four rakats, Asr Salah, and they'll say, is Qiyamah over? Allah. Has it finished already? These are the pious people. So Jannah is, you know, starts from the moment you leave this world. For the pious servants of Allah, the last thing I'll say, I know you're looking towards it.
No, mashallah, we've got an hour left yet.
The last thing that I'd say is this. You know, the grave can be a garden of paradise. On the day of resurrection, when you're with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is Jannat as well. And when you go to Jannat behind Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, it's absolutely beautiful. But if you obey Allah and His beloved Habib in this world as well, this world will become Jannat for you.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Tawfiq Bey, Harun Bey mentioned about paradise. What is it made out of? Or do you want to talk about something else first?
Well, regarding the Jannah itself, it's beyond imagination. Now, there's no comparison that something we can look in the dunya and say Jannah is like this. Yeah, it is reported in Sahih Muslim Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that Allah said, I have prepared for my pious people those bounties, those favors which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no human heart has ever perceived.
Allah.
That is what is going to happen in Jannah.
You know, when we talk about the dunya, sometimes you go to a good, a beautiful spot here, people say, oh, this is Jannah in the dunya. You know why? Because you like the waterfalls, you like the fields, you like the rivers. And Jannat is far beyond that. Like you mentioned, you can't even think about what paradise is like.
You know, it's a human nature. You know, when you see beauty, you know, it affects you. You know, you get attracted towards that, and that is one of the reasons, you know, that's part of our nature, is because, you know, if you look at our mother and father, you know, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, they spent some moments in paradise. Yeah, and they've seen the beauty of Jannat. So that feeling of whenever we look at the beauty in the dunya, you know, there's still that feeling is still there. You know, in Jannah, it is reported that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in paradise there are 100 levels. The distance between each level is like the heavens and the earth.
Allah.
And Al-Firdaus, yeah, Al-Firdaus is the highest level, and from it there are four rivers of Jannah that are made to flow from.
Subhanallah.
There is a sky over it. So whenever you ask Allah for Jannah, yeah, you should ask for Al-Firdaus.
Subhanallah.
Afsar, the four rivers that Tawfiq bhai mentioned, do you know which ones they are?
You mention them.
Let me help you. One of water.
Ji.
One of milk.
Ji.
One of honey.
Ji.
And one of pure wine, which doesn't intoxicate.
Ji.
These streams flow from Jannat al-Firdaus. That's where they begin. And they flow all the way through all the gardens of paradise. Now, the beauty is this. You know, here we have rivers and the river flows and then there's the river bank because it's actually below ground level.
Ji.
Well, they say that these streams do not flow below ground level. Actually, they flow above ground level. And their shores are made of pearls and rubies, and the river bed is made of pure musk. So they'll be going past you here, as in over the top of the ground. This is how amazing Jannah is.
Another beautiful thing in Tirmidhi Sharif, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, the Sahaba Ikram, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them about paradise, the Sahaba Ikram, they would sit down and say, Ya Rasulullah, tell us more about paradise. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was in one of the gatherings and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you talked about paradise. Can you, you know, expand what paradise will be like? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that one brick of paradise will be made of gold, the other one made of silver, and the cement will be made out of musk. And all the pebbles, they will be made out of rubies and
pearls.
You know, these kind of things, why? Because a person loves gold, people love silver, people love rubies. You know, gold and silver that we see in this world is nowhere compared to the gold and silver of paradise.
Hafsa, in Jannah, the food will be so delicious. Whatever that person will wish, it will be presented.
Allah ki rahmat se to jannat.
Get paradise by the rahmat of Allah, but we want the neighborhood of the Prophet.
Subhanallah.
Just imagine being in paradise and being the neighbor of the Prophet.
Tawfiq was just saying before we went to the couplet that you know, you have delicious varieties of food, and what they say is this, that Jannati will be sat there and a bird will fly past and you'll think, I want that. And suddenly it'll drop in front of him, fully cooked and fully ready for him to eat.
Subhanallah.
Not too overburnt and not...
Perfect. Perfect. In fact, it says in one of the riwayats that, you know, if he wants a drink, he thinks, I want water, I desire a drink. Suddenly a jug will appear in his hand with the drink, and this mixture will be absolutely perfect as he desired to drink.
Subhanallah.
And that drink, once is, you know, if it quenched his thirst, that drink will disappear as well.
Subhanallah.
You know, it won't be something that you'll have to go and find a place to spill it or somewhere. Yeah? You know, in Jannah, we're talking about the delicious food in Jannah. You know, the people who will be in Jannah, when they eat any food, and the more they want to eat, its taste, you know, will not decrease. You know, sometimes in dunya, when you eat something, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, after 15 minutes, you get tired. Yeah. But if you had the same meal for the second or third time,
yeah, it's difficult
to eat it on the fourth time.
Yeah.
You know, you get bored, the taste is not same, your desire is not same. But Jannah is something else. Now, if someone eats any food, its taste will not decrease, but it will become tastier.
You know, they say that if you have an apple, one bite will be a separate taste, the second bite will be another taste.
It says, you know,
but it's the same apple.
Each morsel, each bite will have 70 tastes.
Allahu Akbar.
And every taste is more distinctive than the last one.
MashaAllah.
And he will feel that these tastes together and the sense of one taste would not stop the other.
MashaAllah.
No, it would be so nice, so delicious. You know, this is the beauty, this is the favor that Allah Almighty has blessed, has got prepared for the mu'minun.
Everything, whatever you desire, it says that you don't even have to say it. Well, as soon as you think about it, it will be ready there for you.
You know, even with regards to the clothing, you know, subhanAllah, it is mentioned in Sahih Muslim Sharif that the clothing of a Jannati, of the one who's inside the paradise, his clothes will not get worn out.
MashaAllah.
They will not get old. You know, they will remain fresh. Yeah. And Jannah, no, subhanAllah, people will not go to sleep.
SubhanAllah.
You know, here you have to go to sleep. Because sleep is a form of death.
Yeah.
And in Jannah, there's no death.
You mentioned about clothing. What color?
What color? SubhanAllah. Whatever he desires, inshallah.
But there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mafhum is that people will wear green clothes in paradise.
SubhanAllah.
Marasirada vichaya, mashallah. I'm preparing, inshallah.
You know, in one place, scholars mentioned that a person, you know, will rise with those who he used to love.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine for a moment, alhamdulillah, Allah Almighty has blessed us to be from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. Look at our connections, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, we love the Sahaba Ikram, we love Ahlul Bayt, we love the Awliya Ikram, we love the great scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah. You know, just imagine, you know, just for a moment, you know, those people who are connected with their own Peer Sahib, Sheikh. You know, just imagine that, inshallah, inshallah, you know, on the Day of Judgment, we will rise, you know, with our own Shaykh. Yeah, under his shade, inshallah, we will rise, we will get together, inshallah. For example, Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat, Dawud Barakatullah Aliyah, inshallah, that day, that moments will come, inshallah,
mashallah,
that we will rise, inshallah, with Amir al-Sunnat. Millions of people around the world, inshallah, whoever has love for Amir al-Sunnat, they will be there as well.
Inshallah.
And Amir al-Sunnat, inshallah, will take us towards the court of Allah Hazrat. Imam Ahmad Azakhar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, will take us towards his Shaykh, and he will continue in the towards the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. All the way to the Sahaba Ikram, Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then in the court of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that every tree in paradise, the tree trunk will be made out of gold.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Hazrat Bilal ibn Akmar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was such a person that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bilal, I heard your footsteps in Jannah.
SubhanAllah.
Why? What do you do? What's so special? And Hazrat Bilal ibn Akmar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah, nothing else, just that I try to stay by wuzu all the time.
You know what?
There's another companion, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, ask what you want.
Oh.
And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want your companionship in Jannah.
SubhanAllah.
You know, the Sahaba knew the authority of the Prophet.
You know, if he was someone, you know, dunya dar banda, people like us, you know, will be one day, you know, wanting something about the dunya. And when, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he asked him that question, you know, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to be your neighbor in paradise. I want to be. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you're going to get that anyway, ask something else. You know, so that just tells you that the Mukhtar-e Kul of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I was just going to say that exact shit. Nabi Mukhtar-e Kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata karta.
SubhanAllah. We've got some
kun deta hai dene ko mucha.
Back to our topic again, we're talking about paradise.
Abhisab, you know, whenever a company is launching a very special product, they have a marketing campaign, And in the marketing campaign, they give you teasers, don't they? So they won't really give you the full description of the product. They'll give you little teasers that keep you enticed. And when one looks at the glorious Quran, the Quran amazingly gives you these teasers about what Jannah is, how the rivers are flowing, how beautiful it is. And you know, one way of really appreciating that we can't appreciate is this. Say there was somebody who couldn't see. He was completely blind since birth. And you were trying to describe the world and all its beauty to him. You could describe a lot, but he would never feel the essence of it. He would never be able to understand it because he'd never seen it. And you could explain it as much as you want, but you could never portray what the eye sees and the mind interprets. You know, like a garden, the orchards, the rivers, the flow. Jannah is exactly like this. So far as Jannah is concerned, we're blind. We're like that blind person where as much as people explain it to us, we cannot even imagine it. All we can do is treat it like a teaser and try and improve our deeds so that we can get to the reality of it. I'm going to give you a glimpse of it. The bricks are of gold and silver. The mortar of fragrant musk. The pebbles are pearls and sapphire, and soil is of saffron. Whoever enters it is filled with joy and will never feel miserable again. He will live there forever and never die. Their clothes will never wear out and their youth will never fade. They never get older.
No, Harun Bhai, even a small amount of the beauty of Jannah, you know, if it was, you know, shown to someone, or if it was shown to the earth, you know, whatever is in the dunya and whatever is inside it, you know, that's on one side, and the beauty of Jannah is on one side.
Subhanallah.
You know, there's so many things we could talk about. The food, the wind, the age, the youth, all this. But the best gift that Allah Almighty has prepared, has got ready for those people who will go to paradise, is that in Jannah, Allah Almighty will bless His own vision to them.
Subhanallah.
Allah Almighty
Subhanallah.
Will give those fortunate people who will go to Jannah, these people will be able to see Allah Almighty.
Subhanallah.
They will have the blessed sight of Allah Almighty. It is mentioned that this blessed sight of Allah Almighty will be as clear and apparent as the sun and the moon on a night when it is full.
Allahu
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You know, when the sun is right, blazing at you, you can see it full. Yeah, when the moon, you know, when it's shining, 14th night, yeah, you can see that beautiful moon shining. Inshallah, inshallah, you know, we will be able to see our Rabb, our Creator.
You know, you have this in the dunya, don't you? You want to see Allah who created the universe. But inshallah, Azawajal, again, when we go to paradise, that's when we will see our Creator, Allah Azawajal.
It's mentioned that there will be a time that Allah Almighty, when He will shower His blessed sight towards the people, at that time, you know, people, you know, like the way when there's a full sun outside and there's no hiding, everyone can see the sun. Yeah, there's no blocking, there's no shade, there's no obstacles in the way. So everyone will be able to have a glimpse at the beautiful, blessed sight of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty will say to a particular person, "Do you remember the day when you did such and such thing?" And Allah Almighty will remind him of some of his sins in the world.
Allah.
This is Jannah. Then that person will say, "Oh Rabb, did you not forgive me?" Allah Almighty will say, "Indeed, it is by my mercy, my forgiveness, that you have reached the status of this."
Subhanallah.
There's no doubt, there's no doubt. You could do as much good deeds you want, but you can never rely on them. You can never rely on these good deeds that I've done this now, I will go to Jannah.
To do a good deed, Hafsa, you have to breathe. Now, if we carried on doing good deeds, we couldn't repay Allah Azza wa Jal for the breath that goes in and comes back out. So, you know, haq to ye hai ke haq ada na ho. We can't, you know, repay Allah Azza wa Jal for just our breathing. Never mind the millions of miles the blood circulates, never mind the intellect, never mind the twinkling of the eye, never mind the hear, the sound, the senses, or anything else. You know, we are very ungrateful. And the Quran, glorious Quran, says that as well. It says that, you know, man is ungrateful and he knows it as well. And what we do is we do the little deeds and then we become proud
But that is the way of the shaitan.
Jee.
The shaitan became proud. In the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he became so proud that he started to argue with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the problem. Once you start to think my deeds are worth something, then you are on the path to the fire of hell.
Sure.
It's when you do the big deeds and still think nothing of them, and still ask for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and hide your thing. You know, the other irony we've got is this. You know, when we do a good deed these days, Hafizab, you know, in the olden days, our pious predecessors, when they did a deed and somebody found out about it, you know what they did? They crossed it off their list. It's a algae. This is gone now because somebody's found out. Today, when we do a good deed, we think it's not worth anything until I go and advertise it on Facebook.
Gee. And sadly, that's what is happening. Inshallah, we're going to come back to our topic. We've got, mashallah, Shoaib bhai looking as my return. Let's see. Go on, Shoaib bhai. It's your turn now for a beautiful kalam, mashallah.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala nikahe lo
زخار ہم بھی ہیں آقا انہی کے تم بھی ہو اکرے زخار ہم بھی ہیں آنی گاہ لطف کے امید دوار ہم
Very beautiful kalam. Istighasa in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you've just joined us, you are watching our program. Today we're talking about the beautiful paradise and its beauty. Ji Harun bhai, we've discussed about paradise, the beauty of paradise. Who will enter the gardens of paradise? What are the conditions? You mentioned that as well. A bit more.
I've got a joke for you as well, Masha'Allah. In answer to that question.
Ji.
And this is the beauty of Islam. Islam doesn't stop you telling jokes. They've got to be based on the truth.
Subhanallah.
An old woman came in the court of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she makes a request that, O Messenger of Allah Azzawajal, make a dua that Allah grants me entrance to Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O mother, old woman won't enter Jannah. She starts crying and is about to leave when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and tell the old woman that she will not enter Jannah in the state of old age, because Allah Azza wa Jal will make her young again. The people of Jannah are actually young. They're always in their youth. They don't grow older. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make all people youth age and enter them into Jannah. And then they will stay in that beautiful age for eternity.
The scholars mention that regardless of what age you leave this world, you know, if there are people who die at the very early age, you know, of 2-3 year old, even a few days old, or teenage, youth, some people pass away in a very late age, you know, 80, 90 year old as well. But in Jannah, you know, people will be around the age of 30.
Allah.
30 years old, inshallah. So everyone's going to be same, everyone's going to be healthy. And, you know, one of the unique ways of getting the mercy of Allah Almighty and getting an entry to paradise, Allah Almighty says in the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and rush towards forgiveness from your Lord and towards a paradise that can hold all the heavens and the earth in its width, prepared for the pious.
Subhanallah.
One important action that has been mentioned here is a rush towards the forgiveness. Wasari'u ila maghfira. Regarding this, the word, you know, rushing, Hazrat Maulana Naimuddin Murada Badi rahmatullah alayhi says that from the word rushing, it refers to repentance. Make a sincere tawbah in the court of Allah. Regardless of what you've done. Now, whatever you've done, you know, as a human being, you can do the sins to the amount of the sand on the earth. Yeah, to the amount of the mountains of this place, you know, you could do whatever. But compared to the mercy of Allah Almighty, is nothing. Yeah, be sincere. No, ask Allah for forgiveness. This is the time to make a sincere tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask for His mercy. Ask Allah for the protection from the fire of hell. And at the same time, you know, fulfill the obligations as well. Yeah, you know, be sincere from your heart. You know, perform your namaz. Keep your fasts. Carry out the farz actions, inshallah. And if you are sincere, inshallah, inshallah, Allah Almighty will shower His mercy upon you.
Subhanallah. You know, Tawfiq bhai, I started off kind of with the description of the journey of the soul. Now, we've described how beautiful Jannah is. Now, there's a hadith in Mubarakah that Jannah is surrounded by hardship. And the fire of hell is surrounded by temptation. And then there is a glorious ayah Mubarakah of the amazing Quran, Surah Baqarah Sharif. And it says, or do you think that you will enter Jannah while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed away before you? You know, we have the dreams of Jannah, but it's like the person, you know, the person who doesn't pray his salah, who doesn't read the Quran, who doesn't have time for deen, who thinks he's beyond this and this is not for him, and then has the dreams and the hopes of Jannah, is deceiving himself, because you have to work for this Jannah. Allah has
sets it there, told you about it. The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not only told you about it, but also made it easy for you. Right. I mean, what sort of exam is it when the paper, you know, they don't give you the questions. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only gave us the questions, taught us the answers.
SubhanAllah.
You know, Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to the universe. The entire life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there to set the ummah on the path to Jannah, to give them the keys to Jannah. And, you know, in that love of the ummah, Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time and time again gave us ways of getting into Jannah, ways of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. And now what we're doing is, what we want to do is sit on the couch and watch TV and miss Salah time, but we still say Jannah. We want to, you know, not have the hardships of going, reading the Quran. We'll sit there and read books and novels and Facebook and Twitter and all this rubbish, but we don't read the Quran, but we still have the dreams and the hopes of getting to Jannah. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be good to our relatives, but we still want the hopes of going to Jannah. We don't want to fulfill the obligations of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we still want the prize. Now what sort of, where can you go where you don't fulfill the conditions, but at the end of the day, you ask for a wage and you will get it? You won't.
Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the guardian, the custodian of Masjid Aqsa, and he was also the guardian of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Very famous verse of the Quran. Whenever you go into the masajid, you see this verse, kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada 'indaha rizqa. Yeah, so Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes into Masjid Aqsa and he goes into the secret chambers of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he says, all these fruits that are there, and he goes, oh Maryam, where did these fruits come from? And she goes, Allah ta'ala gave them. And Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam is in his late 80s, and his wife as well, and he always longed for one, for a son. So he says, if Allah ta'ala can give fruits to Maryam, and this fruit, the season isn't of these fruits, then why will Allah ta'ala not give me a son? So he made a dua that, Ya Allah, give me a son. So Allah ta'ala, he says to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Zakariya, I give you the glad news of your son Yahya. Gave him the name as well.
One important lesson we also learn, that never lose hope from the mercy of Allah Almighty. And always look towards His mercy. You know, scholars mentioned that, you know, when you talk about Allah Almighty, you know, Allah Almighty will, you know, have a special gaze upon you depending on what you used to feel about Him. So if someone used to feel that Allah Almighty is the most merciful, then inshallah he will find Allah Almighty being merciful for him.
There's another very subtle point there, but it's a very important one for the viewers of Madni Channel. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is a waliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
MashaAllah.
Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam is a Nabi, but the Nabi is teaching us that where there is a waliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla, make dua there, because duas are accepted by the pious people. So this is why we go to the darbars of the awliya, you know, Hazur Datta Sahib and Ajmer Sharif, because these are the valis of Allah. Allah's mercies are descending there. And when we go there and make our duas by the vasila of these great hastis, our duas are accepted. And one beautiful thing that Rukni Shura said to me, it was one of my early visits to Babul Madina Karachi, and Abdul Habib Bhai, he was with me, and he said, when you see your Piro Murshid, make a dua, make your duas, because the mercy of Allah descends on the pious people of Allah.
We did go to Sayyida Maryam's chambers and made dua there.
We saw the chamber.
MashaAllah.
And Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam's mihrab
as well. SubhanAllah. Tawfiq bhai, who will not enter paradise? You know, we discussed Muslims will enter paradise, but there is one condition, isn't there? That when you are born a Muslim, the condition is that you will have to die as a Muslim. Can you just elaborate on that?
There's a Hadith Pak, a part of Hadith Pak, innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Surely the actions depend upon the endings. Action depends upon endings. And you know, if you look at it as your nature, you know, there are people who we believe that everyone was born, they are born in fitrat, which they are Muslims by default. Yeah, but then, you know, depending on their parents,
I like that word, by default.
By default, by the fitrat, yeah.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, as they grow, depending on their parents, then they choose a different direction. And then as an adult age, you know, they go to a particular belief system. So if you look at it overall, there's 3-4 categories. Number one, a person who's born as a Muslim, he lives his life as a Muslim and he dies as a Muslim.
Subhanallah.
Then you find another person who is born as a Muslim and he lives his life as a non-believer.
Jee.
And he dies in that state as well,
Jee.
Non-believing. Then you have someone who is a person who's a Muslim and then he lives his life as a non-believer, but then just before he passes away, he accepts Islam. Yeah. Then you have a third or fourth category where someone is a Muslim.
What was the third category again?
This was a third one.
Jee.
Third one was that person was born as a Muslim.
Jee.
He's lived his life as a non-believer.
As a believer.
As a non-believer. Yeah, a non-Muslim. And then just before he passed away, he became a Muslim. He reverted to Islam and he passed away with Islam.
But he was born a Muslim though.
Yeah, he reverted to Islam.
Okay.
But in the middle, he had a life of either a different faith or he didn't believe in faith. Yeah. The fourth category is a person who was born as a Muslim. He lives his life as a Muslim, but just before he passes away, he diverts.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And he loses his faith as a Muslim. And all of us, you know, if you look at our life, you know, alhamdulillah, we were all born as a Muslim. And many of us, you know, the viewers, we are living in Islam, but we don't know how our ending will be.
Tawfiq, you know, the third one, I think, is he was born as a disbeliever, he lived his life as a disbeliever, but he dies as a Muslim.
I said that as well. I said that as the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to be confused as well now.
We'll let you off.
But the key thing is for us, you know, as being a Muslim, you know, alhamdulillah, we are living and we are breathing in Islam.
Subhanallah.
However, we don't know what's written for us.
Beshak.
You know, shaitan, his whispers, his attacks are front of us, the attraction of the dunya is front of us, and our understanding of our Islamic faith is front of us as well. You know, we should fear, we should be scared, we should always remember death, and we should always ask Allah, Ya Allah, give us safety at the time of death.
We need
keep us steadfast at the time of death as well.
Ameen,
you know, Tawfiq, you said something very beautiful there, because this is the essence of our existence. Why? Because we have been blessed with the treasure of Iman. Now, when somebody doesn't value it, say qadr, no, you don't think much of it. You think more about the bank balances and the cars you drive and everything else. You don't bother about your Iman. You're in danger of losing your most prized possession. You know, if you've got a safe and somebody told you there are priceless diamonds in there, worth millions.
Allah.
You
you just said you've got a safe. I never knew about that safe.
If you knew that, you would get the best guard, you'd get the big doors, you'd get everything, you'd make the intizam to protect it. You wouldn't just leave it in an unlocked door. Why? Because you value it. Now, if you thought, I've got a watch that's worth 50 quid, you wouldn't put it in the safe, put a guard, security guard on it, put heavy locked doors on, iron gates on, and everything else. You wouldn't do it because it depends on how you value things. The biggest treasure that we have is the treasure of Iman.
Subhanallah.
Now, when we appreciate that, you know, that we have the treasure of Iman, and by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the blessings of His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are very privileged. Now, the test is this, as Tawfiq Bhai said, is to leave this world in the state of Iman. You've heard that famous waqia. Hazrat Bayezid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi was when an old woman said to him, that which is better, your beard or the tail of my goat? And he said that I will give you the reply to that before I leave. And then they passed away. And the old lady said, well, he said he was going to reply to me, but he's not replied to me. And then there are two riwayats. One says that she asked the corpse, and there's no corpse for a believer, Lazarus, because they're always alive. So he sat up and said, my beard is better because I've left with Iman. In another riwayat, it says actually she met them in a dream. That is even more beautiful. And in another riwayat, it said, met him in a dream. And she said that you haven't answered my question, which is better, the tail of my goat or your beard? And he said that I died in the state of Iman, therefore my beard is better. But if I hadn't, the tail of your goat was better. And she then said, okay, how did Allah Azza wa Jalla deal with you? This is a beautiful bit in the riwayat. You know, she says, how did Allah Azza wa Jalla deal with you? And he, rahmatullahi alayhi, said that Allah Azza wa Jalla asked me, okay, oh old man, tell me what you have brought. And Hazrat Bayezid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ya Allah, when a beggar comes to the court of a king,
The king doesn't ask what you have brought. The king asks, what do you want? I haven't brought anything. I want your mercy. Allah forgave him.
You know, a very beautiful topic, mashallah, Harun Bhai. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is one of the things that he stressed about, that those people who don't have fear of losing their iman, at the time of death, they may lose their iman. Today, exactly, you know, we mentioned a few things. You know, we all want to go to paradise. We've heard about paradise, the beauties of paradise, everything we've heard. Everyone, really, all of us and all the listeners, we want to go to paradise. But then again, you've got to work hard for that. Look at yourself. Are we really ready? You know, if there were one question, you know, the Sahaba Ikram, once he says that, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to a Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to him, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to the market. He goes, if you can get death for me, bring it to me. Why? Because he knew that there was only death between him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mercy of Allah. Because that's how strong in iman they were. As soon as they die, they will go and meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they'll be in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. You know, put your hand on the heart and say, can we say the same thing as well? That when I die, I will go straight to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy, and Allah ta'ala has prepared all this for me.
You said Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in the time of about to depart from this world, and his Zawj, his wife, was saying that you're about to leave us, and they were upset, the family were upset. Yeah. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was happy, because they said, why are you so happy? He says, because I'm going to see my Mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I can't wait to go. And this is those people. Afsab, you very beautifully said, you know, this is the Darul Amal. This is the time where you have to earn those deeds. Jee. It's no good regretting it afterwards. And even now, people are wasting so much time. Jee. You know, some people still say, Yaar, I've not had time to read the Quran Pak. And you think, well, what else are you doing? I mean, it's everything else. Niji medical, but busy, and you don't know. And they're watching television, they're playing on their phones, they spend hours on their phones.
Harun Bhai, our topic was about paradise. Closing remarks from yourself.
Hafsab, you know, we have to change our actions if we really want to realistically have fulfill our dream of entering Jannah and seeing these amazing gardens.
There are some keys that help someone to enter paradise.
Masha'Allah.
I want to mention some of them. Salah is the key to paradise.
Masha'Allah.
Keeping a fast of Ramadan is a key to paradise. And if someone travels in the way of Allah for learning Islamic knowledge, then Allah Almighty puts him on the journey, on the path of paradise. There's one beautiful narration I want to mention, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported to have said that whoever observes itikaf, which is seclusion, for the male it's in the masjid, and for females they can do at home as well. So whoever observes itikaf, even for a single day, seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty would open three trenches between him and the fire of Jahannam.
Subhanallah.
And the width of each trench is greater than the distance between the heavens and the earth.
Subhanallah.
Spend some moments of your life in the house of Allah to please Allah and ask for forgiveness.
MashaAllah, Harun Bhai, you mentioned about Sayyidah Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. There's a very beautiful quote. She made a dua in the court of Allah, oh Allah, if I worshipped you for the fear of hell, then burn me in the fire of hell.
Allah.
And if I worshipped you in the hope of paradise, then do not enter me into paradise. Ya Allah, if I worshipped you for your sake, then do not deprive me of your everlasting beauty.
Allah.
You know, so subhanallah.
This refers to the ikhlas.
MashaAllah.
The sincerity, which is again a very important key to paradise.
Alhamdulillah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we are at the end of our program, mashallah. Hope you not only enjoyed today's program, but you learned a lot. And like our panel, mashallah, Harun Bhai, Tawfiq Bhai, have beautifully summarized this whole topic up today. We need to start to get up and start to do something good. Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman, and may Allah Ta'ala grant us all paradise and be our neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Islam is the way of life. 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 Islam is the way of life.